Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of 26th of April 2019. Essence, sweet children, always remain cheerful in remembrance of the Father. Continue to renounce the awareness of old bodies because you have to do the service of purifying the atmosphere with the power of yoga. Question: what effort must you make to claim a scholarship and to receive a tilak for the kingdom? Answer: you will receive a tilak for the kingdom when you make effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Practice considering yourselves to be brothers of each other, and the awareness of name and form will then be removed. Never listen to wasteful matters. Only listen to the things that the Father says. Close your ears to everything else. Pay full attention, because only then can you win a scholarship. Om Shanti. You children know that you are establishing your kingdom by following Srimad. To the extent that you serve through your thoughts, words and deeds, you accordingly benefit yourself. There is no question of upheaval, etc. in this. You simply renounce the awareness of this old world and go and arrive there. You have a lot of happiness by remembering Baba. If you always stay in remembrance, there will be nothing but happiness. By forgetting the Father, you wilt. Your children should always remain happy. I am a soul, and the Father of myself, the soul, is speaking through this mouth. I, the soul, am listening through these ears. You have to make effort to instill such habits. You have to return home while remembering the Father. This pilgrimage of remembrance gives you a lot of power. You receive so much strength that you become the masters of the world. The Father says, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. You should make this firm. At the end, this mantra that disciplines the mind will be useful. The message you have to give everyone is, consider yourself to be a soul. That body is perishable. The Father's order is, remember me and you will become pure. You children are sitting in remembrance of the Father. Together with that, you have knowledge too, because you know the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation. You souls yourselves have all the knowledge. You are spinners of the discus of self-realization. You earn a lot of income while sitting here. Day and night, you are just earning. You come here to earn a true income. Nowhere else can you earn a true income that goes with you. You do not have any other business, etc., here in Madhuban. The atmosphere is very good. You also purify the atmosphere with the power of yoga. You are doing a lot of service. Those who serve themselves are also serving Bharat. Later, even this old world will not remain. You won't be here either. The world itself will become new. You children have all the knowledge in your intellects. You also know that you will continue to do the service that you did in the previous cycle. Day by day, you continue to make many others similar to you. You become so happy when you listen to this knowledge that you have goose pimples. People say that they have never heard this knowledge from anyone else before, that they only hear it from you Brahmins. On the path of devotion, there is no effort required, whereas here you have to forget the whole of the old world. Only the Father inspires you to have this unlimited renunciation. You children are number wise. You also have happiness number wise. Not everyone has the same. Knowledge and yoga are also not the same. All other human beings go to bodily beings, but you come here to the one who doesn't have a body of his own. The more effort you continue to make for remembrance, the more satyapradhan you will continue to become. Your happiness will continue to increase. This is the pure love of souls for the Supreme Soul. He is incorporeal. The more the rust is removed from you, the more attraction there will be. You can check your degrees to see how happy you remain. There is no need to have a special sitting position, etc. This is not Hatha Yoga. You can sit comfortably and continue to remember Baba. You can remember him even while lying down. The Unlimited Father says, "Remember me and you will become Satyapradhan and your sins will be cut away." You should remember with so much love the Unlimited Father, who is also your teacher and Satguru. It is in this that Maya causes obstacles. You have to see whether you take your meals while staying in remembrance of Baba and while being cheerful. The lovers have found the beloved, and so they would definitely be happy. By staying in remembrance, you will continue to accumulate a great deal. The destination is very high. Look what you are becoming from what you were. Previously, you were senseless. You have now become very sensible. Your aim and objective is so first class. You know that you will shed those old skins and take new ones while remembering Baba. When you reach your karmatit stage, you will shed those skins. As you come close to your home, you remember that home. Baba's knowledge is very sweet. You children should feel so intoxicated. God is sitting in this chariot and teaching you. It is now your stage of ascent. There is benefit for everyone due to the stage of ascent. You are not listening to anything new. You know that you have heard all of these things many times before and that you are listening to the same things once again. When you hear these things, you bubble up inside with happiness. You are the unknown warriors who are very well known. You make the whole world into heaven, and this is why the goddesses are worshipped so much. The ones who act and the one who inspires you to act are all worshipped. You children know that the sapling of the Daiti religion is being established. This system started now. You each give yourself a tilak. Those who study well make themselves worthy of receiving a scholarship. You children have to make a lot of effort to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Consider yourselves to be brothers, and the awareness of name and form will be removed. It is this that requires effort. You have to pay a lot of attention. never listen to wasteful matters. The Father says, only listen to the things that I tell you. Do not listen to gossip. Close your ears to that. Continue to show everyone the path to the land of peace and the land of happiness. The more you show the path to others, the more you benefit yourself. You earn an income. The Father has come to decorate everyone and take them back home. The Father is always the children's helper. The Father looks at those who become his helpers with a lot of love. Baba very much remembers those who show the path to many others, and they too feel the pull of the Father's remembrance. Your rust will continue to be removed by having remembrance. To remember the Father means to remember the home. Always continue to say, Baba, Baba. This is the spiritual pilgrimage of Brahmins. You will go home by remembering the Supreme Spirit. The more effort you make to become soul-conscious, the more your physical organs will be controlled. There is only the one method of remembrance to control your physical organs. You are the spiritual spinners of the discus of self-realization, the decoration of the Brahmin clan. This is your highest, most elevated clan. The Brahmin clan is even higher than the deity clan, because the Father is teaching you. You now belong to the Father in order to claim your inheritance of the sovereignty of the world from Baba. When you say Baba, you receive the fragrance of the inheritance. Shiva is always called Baba. Shiv Baba is the bestower of salvation. No one else can grant salvation. Only the one incorporeal one is the true Sadguru, and he departs after giving you the kingdom for half the cycle. So the main thing is remembrance. At the end, you should have no awareness of your bodies, wealth or property. Otherwise, you will have to take rebirth. On the path of devotion, they sacrifice themselves at Kashi. You too have sacrificed yourselves. That is, you now belong to the Father. On the path of devotion, they think that all their sins are cut away by sacrificing themselves at Kashi. However, no one can return home. When all souls have come down from up above, destruction will take place. The Father will go back home, and you will also go back with him. People say that the Pandavas melted on the mountains. That would be like committing suicide. The Father explains to you very clearly, children, I alone am the bestower of salvation for all. No bodily being can grant you salvation. You have continued to come down the ladder on the path of devotion. Now, at the end, the Father comes and takes you up with force. This is called suddenly winning the lottery of unlimited happiness. There they have horse races, whereas here it is the race of souls. However, because of Maya, you have accidents or you divorce the Father. Maya breaks your intellect's yoga. When someone is defeated by lust, all the income that that one had earned is lost. Lust is a big evil spirit, and by conquering it, you will become a conqueror of the world. Lakshmi and Narayan were the conquerors of the world. The father says, you definitely have to become pure in this final birth. Only then will you be victorious. Otherwise, you will be defeated. This is the final birth in the land of death. Only the father explains to you the secrets of the 21 births in the land of immortality and the 63 births in the land of death. You now have to ask your heart, am I worthy of becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan? To the extent that you have dharana, you will accordingly have happiness too. However, if it is not in your fortune, Maya doesn't allow this to stay. The impact of Madhavan will continue to increase a lot day by day. The main battery is here. The father loves the serviceable children a great deal. The father selects good, serviceable children and gives them a searchlight. They too definitely remember Baba. Both Bab and Dada remember the serviceable children and give them a searchlight. He says, when you give love, you receive love. Remember Baba and you will receive the response of your remembrance. The whole world is on one side and you true Brahmins are on the other side. You are the children of the highest on high Father, who is the bestower of salvation for all. This divine birth of yours is like a diamond. He is the one who changes us from shells into diamonds. He gives you so much happiness that there is no need to remember him for half the cycle. Baba says, I gave you lots and lots of wealth, but you lost it all. You used so many diamonds and jewels for my temple. Look how much diamonds cost now. Previously, you would get a small bonus when buying diamonds, whereas now you don't get any bonus even when buying vegetables. You know how you claimed your kingdom and how you then lost it. You are now once again claiming it. This knowledge is very wonderful. It hardly sits in anyone's intellect. If you want to claim a kingdom, you have to follow Srimad fully. Your own dictates are of no use. In order to go into the stage of retirement while alive, you have to give everything to that one. You have to make him your heir. On the path of devotion too, people make him their heir by donating, but that is for a temporary period. Here you have to make that one your heir for birth after birth. It is remembered, follow the father. Those who follow him claim a high status. You will claim an unlimited inheritance by belonging to the unlimited father. Shiv Baba is the bestower and this is his treasure store. Those who donate in the name of God receive temporary happiness in their next birth. That is indirect, whereas this is direct. Shiv Baba gives to you for 21 births. Some people think that they are giving to Shiv Baba, but that is like insulting him. You give to him in order to receive. This is Baba's treasure store. Your pain and sorrow are removed. Your children are now studying for the land of immortality. This is the forest of thorns, and Baba is taking you to the garden of flowers. Therefore, your children should remain very happy. You also have to imbibe divine virtues. The father makes you into beautiful flowers with so much love. Baba explains to you with a lot of love. If you want to benefit yourselves, imbibe divine virtues, and do not look at anyone's defects. Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bhaktada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadharna. 1. In order to receive a searchlight from the unlimited father, become his helpers. Keep your connection forged with the main battery. Do not waste your time in any situation. 2. In order to earn a true income and do the Father's true service, stay in remembrance of the One Father, because by you having remembrance, the atmosphere is purified, the soul becomes Sattva-pradhan, you experience limitless happiness, and your physical organs are controlled. Blessing. May you be a true server and serve through your form of dharana and thereby receive the fruit of instant happiness. It is very good to have enthusiasm for service, but according to the circumstances, if you do not get a chance to serve, do not then let your stage fall or allow upheaval to enter you. If you do not get a chance to relate knowledge, you can still influence others with your form of dharana. You will then accumulate marks in service. Children who are embodiments of dharana are true servers. As a result of everyone's blessings, and in return for their service, they experience the fruit of instant happiness. Slogan. Please with a true heart, the bestower, Data, the creator, Vidata, and the bestower of blessings, Vardata, and you will stay in spiritual pleasure. Om Shanti.